Beginning of the daf is the Megillah daf Chav Gimel. Beginning of the Beis, we begin with Taisin Masvet. We begin with the Gemara Lishana El B'Makom Shem Targum. We only learned this only in the place where they don't do the Aramaic translation. So Taisin says that Valze on the Semchin. It sounds like okay, that's what we rely on. Where it sounds like it depends on the Minig Amakim that someplace they actually don't translate the Haftiris. That yeah, Shein on the Targum Haftiris Shavuchal Yemes Shana. That we don't translate the Haftiris all year round. And that's what the Gemara was saying. It depends on how many pesukim you have to read. And the Chinah Parashis, so actually the same thing is regarding the Parashis, that even by Kriyas HaTorah would also then seem to be dependent on Minhag HaMakom. That's why we don't do the Targum on our Kriyas HaTorah itself. Can you make test masks to begin with the Gemara in person al Shema, Pachs Masara? We don't do this piece of Shema less than 10 people. Which Tais explains, Yishalmi explains, let's say they started actually to do the Pesach Shema with 10. And some of them left. And still you could finish this Da'avah Shavak Yusha that you started. And regarding those who left, you say, those of Pesach Hashem will be wiped out. And that's the Halacha. If you start Da'avah Shavak Yusha, you could finish that even if you don't have 10 remaining. Next time, same idea. You don't do this Pesach Shema less than a minion. Now, according to this Pesach, Rashi explains, what is this Pesach Shema? It's been the Elbim Shabbat B'Basic Knesset, Acha Shepal at Tzibra. People come to Shul after the Tzibra already daven. They want to say the Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha that you're supposed to with Kaddish and Baruch with Tzarech HaSarets. You need to have 10 people. But Rabbein Dan Pesach, he actually explains that this you need 10 people. The B'Shibba Shleish Shambu in Shleish Achim Sagi. It's enough with 7 who didn't hear the Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. With 3 that did, that's enough to make a minion. The teachers in the West, and they say B'Shibba. So now with 7, you don't have to have a minion that wasn't Yetzi yet. You could have 7 that wasn't Yetzi with 3 that is. And they give the reasoning for their opinion. Because the Chassid is in the Pasuk, Befroya, Parois, Bisol, Bisnadav, Amborcha, Hashem, Apasuk, and Shaitim. With the Ikar Shevet Havis, where there's 7 words in this Pasuk, which alluding to the idea that 7 people could go ahead and, like the Pasuk says, Bisnadav, Amborcha, Hashem, to bench Hashem, to say, Dvam Shabakdusha, to be Barchu, is enough with 7 people. Now, B'Yeshem, it's brought there that some say that a fill of a shisha, even 6 is enough. B'Yeshem de Baruch Hu, because the word Baruch Hu is the 6th word. So that's enough with 6. Rabbein Tam Kasa B'Zeva Yashem B'Chamish, that word 5. B'Yeshem de Lekei El Chamish Tevez B'Baruch Hu, because you have 5 words until the word Baruch Hu. So you see, you only need 5, and then you could have the Baruch Hu. But nearly, and since they say a fill of a shleisha, shleisha, even if 3 that didn't hear would be sufficient, with 7 that already heard. Welcome, Pritish the crowd. This is how you explain the Pasuk. But right, Parois B'Yisrael. Meaning, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, which that's a paroya is, like exposed. Then the people should donate to bless Hashem. Now, there's only 3 words that we have in the beginning. Up until the word hisnadiv. And hisnadiv is saying what you're supposed to do. So you see, 3 people is enough. The students of Rashi explained in his name that even one person who didn't hear the Dvam Shavakdusha, they could make a minion for him to say the Kaddish, even if he's the only one who wasn't Yetzin. And actually, even the one that already heard, he could fulfill the ones of the obligation who didn't hear yet. Like we see the Shleif Tzibber, although he said his own private whispered he goes and he says it out loud. That's even if all of us are already well versed and become makam. So you see that even if you're yotze, you can be mighty to others. But however, that's not really such a bona fide proof because the Shana Shmoyne Esrei Berachas Shmoyne Esrei is different. Because if he would initially go ahead and daven out loud, because he's trying to bring a raya that he already davened himself balachas or the yotze. No, if he would initially daven out loud, which that's the takana that he's supposed to, maybe people wouldn't be able to focus to get to the Kedusha and Maiden to get with the Shleich Tzibur. And maybe that's why everyone does Balacha, so everyone finishes and then he starts, so it's not such a riot. And actually, Rabbein Tam writes a lasses of a lasses. Rabbein Tam didn't want to do it for himself, if he was the only one, to have that the other would do it for him because of this halach of Rashi, that even one person, you could have others make a minion to be made to his chiyuv for the Ramesh HaKedusha. This is the blessing of the mourners is with 10 people. So Pirishri. So the Lemaida be Birchas Masara. We're not talking about the bracha that they made special for the Avail in benching. Because that wasn't in the city square. The Pirish Perikam of the Exubah, like it says in the first Perikam of the Chesim Beis. Rather, what are we talking about the brachas that make for the for the mourners in the city squares, but my mother's in the stations, so Yisrael Nachman Avim, that they made to comfort the mourners when they were coming back from the cemetery of the Bishal Berchas HaMazon, but actually that which they made a special blessing for the mourners in benching. Saga Bishleisha, that's actually enough for three people, Boatzman Sarf, and he actually over there does combine. Like we explained over there, that the bracha of the mourners, that you comfort the mourners, that you have to have 10 from the those who console. But the bracha that says in Berchas HaMazon, that there's no tachum, and it's just Tzidik Adin. So that's, yeah, it's enough for three, and that's, even the mourners can be part of that number. Kinnik says, Master, to begin with the Gemara, Asar Kahan Mechulu. You need to have 10 Kahanim, that it's just 10 times the word Kahanim in these parshas of Hekdesh. So it says, Akashli, now it's difficult to me. Why don't you need 11? Because the Imbez and Shaka Bechadavish are told, Shavin Beshekel Das. We generally don't have an equal amount of judges, but something that's not clear cut that needs to have, this sort of arbitrary judgment, which is how much is the evaluation of this item. So it says 10, so you have to have 10 people, but why don't you need to have 11 to make it not even? Then it says, Master, typically the Gemara of Adam Mikadosh, and what does it mean? A person also has to be redeemed with 10 people. Is a person even sanctified to be redeemed? So Pesha Kodesh Perikam of the Sanhedrin, Rashi in the first page of Sanhedrin that Tazvav Melav explains, says, because Va'ein in Nimka Bishul Kabed, because a person himself is not sold in the market like a slave, and therefore he himself is not sanctified. Therefore, that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara ends up saying, yeah, it means for his monetary value. But this place of Akash is difficult because Amayla Kamad, the Mayer Bebe Kanani, Shiacholod Mike Tisha. Why can't it be talking about a non Jewish slave, meaning a slave of a Jew, that's a non Jew, that you could sanctify? And that is actually physically sanctified that you would have to redeem. Because the Evid Kanani, Shabakar Adam, although the term we use is Adam, but a non-Jewish slave is called Adam. Can mean very kashalech. The Gemara doesn't get that. Mechazim beis kolchei mashiachim Adam lo yifte. Anything that was sanctified from the person that is a person lo yifte, you can't redeem. That's l'rabbis avdim shalchatz. Again, that comes to include his non-Jewish slave and female slave. So you see, it's called Adam. So maybe that's what it's referring to. And that's what says to say is no. The East, the Ma'ariv Rebbe Kanani, it would be talking about non-Jewish slaves. So Agvishleisha would be enough with three judges, and it wouldn't be like we're saying with 10. Because Aval Basar Light, to the contrary, with 10, no, because he's Rishon, like the Shomli brings, because Gezer Shomi Yishma B'Yirachu, if the non-Jewish slave hears it's being sanctified to Hekdesh, he might just run away. And therefore, it can't mean an Evid Kanani. So Tyson says, when Tyson says to ask us to take a second look, and says, everything to say, no. Even the Hidu Yishalmi, maybe this that Yishalmi says that it's with three, not 10, is I B'din L'Vabon, that's regarding rabbinical. B'din L'Din L'Denai, so Tzarech HaSar, maybe you actually would need 10. If you can have the question of Duch, then we're back to our question. The Chiparuch Adem Mikaz, when the Gemara asks, could you sanctify a person? Why not? Listen to the Mighty Bebe Kanani, maybe it's talking about Bebe Kanani. Yishalmi says, what you can say is, the Pshitim V'Dimastin L'Chashav V'Tani HaDin Yishu Tzarech L'Asas. No, it's obvious that we're talking about in the Mishnah things that a person needs to do. But again, if that's the case, he said, I have an Eved, who have a Mishleisha, then there would be, even with rabbinic law, yeah, biblically, maybe not, but maybe you would need a minion, but if you're talking about rabbinically, ultimately, at the end of the day, rabbinically, we're not going to let him because he's going to run away. So then, obviously, we're talking about impracticality, and therefore, cannot be talking about Eved Kanani, because practically speaking, Eved Kanani is with three. The suddenly lamashin also it appears says Tesis because the questioner understood the Issa that might be evident if it's talking about a slave. Have learned Fushi behead you should have said explicitly hakrakot va'avavim tishavikain v'koyin. That property and slaves is nine people and a coin. Could they tell him b'chamakom like we say old places generally hakrakot va'avavim. The fact that we use the terminology adam, although adam could mean evident, but we would have used the term avavim, and therefore that's why it didn't entertain to say it's talking about evident kanan. We evaluate him like a slave. This person that took in the May for his monetary value to give the Hekdesh, and the evidence is cars, and the slave is compared to property. So therefore, him who we evaluate him like a slave, so therefore, that's why he has to be evaluated with 10 people. Now, Mashmit sounds like the evidence is kishkakar, that a Jewish slave, which is how we're evaluating this Jewish person, that is compared to real estate, and therefore he has to be redeemed with that same qualifications. And it sounds like this from the Gemara in the first Gemara. The Isha Havala, we said that a woman is like properties that have insurance. Mitam, the Ebediskus and Karkam, the fact that a slave is compared to real estate. So it's coming from the same point. But since the Kash is difficult, because the Hanidav gave Kanani, what do you mean? That specifically, the Pasuk is only talking about a non Jewish slave, the Leg Sib Krabat the Sachat. That's what the Pasuk is trying to say, that it's like a Nachla that you inherit. But every Lamitini called this Kush and Karkam, but every which you don't inherit. We don't find anywhere that it's compared to real estate. So where do we get this idea? So since it's about the Hahidah Kedushin, so most definitely, that Gemara Kedushin regarding the woman, Yishlut Chazdat, you could reject that. Can you pronounce Hashem like we explained over there? And that is because they said a woman cannot be acquired with money. It's not because she's compared to real estate. Because, you're right, a woman's not compared to real estate. It's only Abed Kenani. But it's even if she's like Metaltlin, even then she cannot be engaged in because you can't have Metaltlin, which is what the woman is, that's movable, to be acquired through other movable items, which is the mana, which is the money. But Abel Hachav, it says, but over here, regarding our Gemara, that if someone's saying the monetary value is on me and that we value him with 10 people because he can compare it to Karka, that remains to be cash, that remains to be difficult because we don't find anywhere that Evet Ivri, which is what the Jewish person would be compared to, should be compared to Karka, that we don't find anywhere, and therefore it's hard to understand how we know this halacha of having 10 people for his redemption.